Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flurl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
I don't want to turn this to a full conflict, but I do want to put you in a starting position with some obstacles, right?
Okay.
So, morning blazes on towards the inhospitable middle of the day. Throughout Carthag, people duck between shadows, trying to get as much done before the blazing Arrakis heat drives everyone indoors for the middle of the day. Luckily for you and your two companions, you are underground. Tunnels, some sanitation, some carved in the later years after Carthag's establishment for clandestine activities, crisscross underneath this part of the market. With the intelligence that you've been given, you find yourselves, near the entrance to the Midnight Syndicate's hidden headquarters.
Saba had, as he was walking through the hallways earlier, just tapped another member on the shoulder, which Chris, your character's name?
Merst.
Merst?
Yep.
Tapped Merst on the shoulder, Merst would fall in line, went over to
Locke,
and gave him 5 minutes to get what they needed before meeting him on the grounds, and then basically walk and talk to the plan whilst in the tunnels to bring them as much up to speed as they need to be up to speed as they make their way towards where we are now.
And peering around the corner in the dim light, you see a pair of sentries dressed in the black of the assailants from the other day, with cloths covering their face and wraps wound tightly above their brows, such that only their eyes are visible. What do you do?
Well, I do have a talent called Subtle Step, which, if I can succeed at a move test, allows me to simply sneak past an area.
That's you, but you have two people.
Yes.
With you. I don't think Locke is going to be good at doing that.
No, but she's much more desk jockey.
Yes. Yes, but absolutely applicable in this case. Yes,
because what the idea would be is to try and get everyone sneak past with Saba doing it first. And if anyone doesn't, that provides a brief momentary distraction for Saba to take them out from behind, because he is now behind them.
What I could do, you could do the your test talent for myself to get yourself there, and that would then give you a advantages.
That's my plan, yes.
To take out the two of them, which I would set at a difficulty.
Yes.
Because it's not like combat.
No.
Like, it's like, how hard is it for Saba to knock out two guys?
That's it. And that's,
you know,
the point.
And I'll just tell you how hard that is, right?
Yeah.
That's the nice abstraction of this yes. game. It's like, we don't have to like do a combat. It's like, oh, these guys have 10 HP each.
Exactly,
like,
right.
I just go yeah. like, for you to knock these guys out, it's going to be three difficulty. And then you work out how you're going to do it.
Exactly.
Right.
They can help me by coming out into the space to momentarily distract them, sort
oh,
of thing.
Oh, we're lost in the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I mean, what do you tell them that you're going to do? You're in charge. You're
That's
taking
it.
Point, so you lead it.
So Saba takes a moment. He steps, peers his hulking 7-foot frame around the corner, holds up a fist, and then he holds up two fingers to denote the two guards, especially with himself and Merce.
Merced.
The mercenary.
That's, yep.
Yep.
That's why I named him that.
Yep. And Merced would understand simple hand gestures that they have and denotes that he will be going first and will take them down, but to wait a little bit and then come out if need be. So the idea being that if they feel that they can step out and provide a momentary distraction, he'll be on the other side, can take them down.
Mm.
So they have to momentarily wait.
How does your talent work?
So subtle step. I do a move test, which allows me to sneak past an area. Or, in brackets, the second thing I can do is subtly move an asset in conflict. But otherwise, outside of a conflict scenario, it just allows me to do a move test to move past an area. It's very vague and abstract in that sense. So my idea is just to get behind them. And it says the first extra D20 that I purchase is free.
Okay, cool. That's yeah. nice, yeah. So this is just your specialist.
That's it. Basically, it's giving me an extra T20 for a move test.
You shouldn't be able to sneak past two guys, like, standing by a door. But with timing, with throwing the echoes, with keeping to the shadows.
That's it. Even something as simple as grabbing a bunch of stones or a bunch of sludge that's on the ground, flinging it into a direction that momentarily takes their attention away so that he can...
So this is contested. One success.
All right.
The scene is clandestine.
Well, I feel like this is absolutely clandestine.
Yeah. So that
utilize.
Lets you attempt it.
Yes, that's right.
So that gives you the attempt. It's clandestine.
Clandestine. I hate those guys.
Yeah. Evil.
Sorry.
Clandestine. Clandestine. Oh. Family destin.
Get them.
Right. So
I know what I would like to use. I would like to use my move focus of climb. The way that he's able to get past them is to go above them.
Oh, yeah.
Finds, these, like, he finds
sort
like
of slightly
chips.
Vaulted yeah. under here. Yeah, I like it.
And
yeah.
finds like chipped away like in the holds on the, and enables him to climb up and start to make his way across.
They don't expect you to be above them. I love it. So good.
And the focus allows me to then any...
Your talent allows you to add one die for free.
Yep, because I'm using a focus, that means that anything above the total number is crits. Is that right?
Or
is
anything below your move score.
Yes.
Very smart. Only. Very smart use of climb. Well done.
And I'm going to say that I am using in this moment... It's duty.
Duty. Yeah.
Two successes and one crit, which means that it's three successes, doesn't it? Is that how it works? Yes. A crit is two successes, or
yes.
is that just a one?
So how many total did you get?
14 and a 5, so that's 3 in total.
3 in total, above the 1, so you get 2 momentum.
Woohoo!
So, 2 momentum, then you can go in the pool, or you can increase the success of this current roll in some way that you imagine.
Or later we can make an asset.
Or you can make assets, whatever
which
you
might
like.
Might be handy.
Yes, for when we get in there.
Yes.
So, this places you... hanging above the two sentries.
You're
clinging.
Got them giant Spider-Man.
Clinging to the roof. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think of the capabilities of some of the characters, like,
yes.
this is absolutely in line with what you should be able to do, right?
Yeah.
What that is, I would say, taking out two guards on your own quietly would be a 4.
Yep.
But you're hidden from them, so that automatically reduces it to a 3.
And I would like to ask the other two to help with providing a momentary distraction to...
Absolutely.
Even
do we roll for that, or
yeah.
we just do it?
Yeah, how would you like to go about your distraction? Running across... active yelling.
I think Locke would have, she's quite an understanding character, would have observed Saba using something, like ricocheting something
yeah.
to make noise. So I think she will similarly grab a stone and punt it in the opposite direction to where they are, or to where Saba is,
that's
more
like
importantly.
Move?
Move, yeah.
Probably not your forte.
And I got a great yeah. move, so.
That's right, we'll see what happens.
So sure. Nope, that's a fail.
No.
Okay, and.
Sorry.
Merced is going to step. You want to take them out?
Yeah, just knocking them out.
Then he
battle charges them. That's to help. Like he,
they just see someone charging towards them.
Yeah, yeah. He just
they go.
Yeah, it's
ready their weapons and
Nurse comes out with a club. Clubs are good.
They're quiet.
They're quiet. They are nondescript, broadly speaking.
Concealable, and you have the option of non-lethal. Yeah,
yeah. He's sort of an older man. So it
like
looks,
it's York like, House likes to use clubs and things like that, to just kind of knock people out and drag them away.
Yeah,
kind of house.
He's an older gentleman. Let's say he's in his 50s.
Okay,
and it's a walking stick that is actually a heavy club.
Oh, I love it.
It's like one of those.
Just give this guy a bit of flavor.
Yeah, and he'll run out.
You can make a battle roll.
Is that okay? Yeah,
yeah, that's okay.
Sweet. He helps.
Yay.
Okay. Are you going to call this close quarters?
No, not quite.
Okay,
not quite.
That's one success.
All right, so that gives me an extra d20, or is that...
Just gives you a success. Just adds
great.
To your
success. That's
successes.
One success.
So,
great.
Difficulty is 3.
Cool. So I'm going to use 2, and I'm going to use 1 momentum, I think. So we still have 1 to use later on, because these guys need to get taken out.
So this is a battle duty roll?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Difficulty 3.
I can't say it's using my focus of short blades, because I'm not trying to hurt them. I'm just trying to knock them out.
Yeah, just trying to knock them out.
Doesn't really count as dirty fighting either, unfortunately. Or does it? Because I'm doing it from... Can it count as dirty fighting?
This is pretty dirty, man.
All right.
Great. You're dropping on them from the ceiling.
I'm
pretty
a
dirty.
7-foot man.
Pretty fucking dirty,
More
man.
More importantly, I think, is that you've asked other people to cause distractions.
Yeah. This is pretty dirty, man.
Yeah.
You're not like going...
And also...
On guard. Yeah. Duel. Yeah. This is pretty dirty.
We're in a dirty tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah, you can crits on...
Kick one on the in the groin on your way out. That's definitely right. Dirty.
Absolutely it is.
Rake their eyes.
Yeah. I love it. Chris is like, this counts as this, doesn't it? And Sean's like, it doesn't count. This one doesn't count. It's totally coming at it from the other direction.
Yeah, so I didn't roll well. I got a 13, 16, and an 18. That is only 2 successes.
That's enough.
Wait, but you rolled 2, but you have 1, right? As well.
Yeah, you've
from
got
Chris.
One.
And that's a 16.
Yay! You just
succeeded.
Skinnier team.
Yeah, that was a shit roll.
The last one. The last guy is about to speak and I club him over the face.
Yeah,
the
you
stick.
Help, right? So between the two of you, can you describe how you take this guy's down?
He like momentarily lets go with his hands so that he starts to hang upside down and then pushes off with his feet at the last second to complete a backflip. The majority of his upper body lands right down on the shoulders and the head of this individual, just drives his face into the dirt, lands hovering over him. And in the second it takes him to stand back up and go to face the second one who's turned towards him, that's when Merst comes through.
Merst charges silently, this little steps, little quick steps of an old man running, club raised, and clocks this sentry across from bottom of the jaw to the top of the head, snapping his head upwards, knocking him straight out like a boxer's uppercut.
Oh.
He hits the wall and slides down unconscious.
In a moment, it is over. Just the echoing sounds up and down the tunnels as the dust settles. And you have 2 unconscious guards.
Sabo will just look at Merst, because he has to give positive reinforcements.
Good.
Merst does a little salute and then leans against the walking stick.
Yep.
I imagine this bureaucrat, like, Locke brushing off her kind of, like, double-breasted affair, like, stepping gingerly over one of the bodies. Yes, well done, gentlemen.
And then without a second thought, it's just turning and continuing past.
I'm going to go with realism here.
Great.
If you conk someone on the head, they are either going to come to within a few minutes or they have brain damage.
Yeah.
So if you want these guys to stay down, you'll need to bind them.
Okay, then that's... Because I was thinking about that, then I was like...
No cartoon logic
for
knocking
out.
Yeah,
cool. Okay, they're actually going to bind them up.
It's a huge bugbear of mine.
Let's hope for brain damage.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, bind them up and cloth their mouth shut.
Absolutely.
And just kind of place them off to the side of the tunnel there to kind of like... And also bind them together, actually, so that it makes it even harder for them to move.
Mm.
So the other side of the door is the cellar of a public house.
Yeah.
Looks like. There are large casks, kegs, barrels, dried goods, that sort of thing, piled in sacks or sealed in drums and containers. But for now, it is still cool and quiet. Although you can hear on the floorboards above the movement of people.
Given the map that they had been given by Khan, Sabra's looking to determine the quickest, shortest route to get to where they believe the leader will be. That's his intention. So if from where they are he has done that, I'd like to first utilize Sabra's role of constantly watching. It's a skill check to detect danger and hidden enemies. What's the most immediate one as they're making their way through, which helps to reduce the difficulty by 2.
Stairs lead up to the public house, which Khan has informed you is a front for the Midnight Syndicate, a place where it's common that people will come and go, and such their clients have a discreet, plausible deniability when they are hiring the services. The stairs from the cellar here will lead you into what you might consider the back of house, the kitchens, the serving area of this place. So with the sentries downstairs defeated, you can creep your way up the stairs and you can hear the legitimate staff and menial workers of this public house moving around. And for one such as yourself, it's fairly trivial for you to slip from the back into the public areas, I guess, if you want to. And that gives you a chance to do a quick look around.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I was getting at. It is a understand role to spot. That is generally your awareness skill.
Yeah.
I would say they're not on alert, so it would be difficulty 2, so now it's difficulty 0. Yeah.
It's still going to be Judy.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a hand?
Yes, please. I'd love a second or third pair of eyes.
I'm pretty good at understand.
Yeah,
I suck at it.
These are all understand roles. Oh. Yeah.
But I'm here to help. The old man is here to help.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, legit. Nah, he's real good at it, actually.
Great.
That's a success. I had one.
He's got two eyes.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Sorry.
Right. God, you are way too... Locke is way too nervous.
The bureaucrat is scared.
You're going to come in handy later.
Yeah, she knows that this isn't quite her moment.
This isn't for you.
No.
That is another 2 successes, a 4 and a 5. So that's 3 successes in total.
This is basically a gather information role in a way with the added thing of find hidden enemies, right?
Yeah.
I would say
it's like detecting any immediate danger and hidden enemies.
So that, I'll call that your first question, right? And that is, you would estimate about 3/4 of the patrons in the common room down here are mercenaries.
Great.
There are some other locals, some spice traders, some people who work in markets, whatever, drunkards, a few of those spice addicts. But a lot of the people here, most of the people here are off-duty mercenaries.
Yep.
This is where they hang out.
Question for the drunkards. What do they drink on gin?
Wine.
Or arrakis. What's it made out of?
The native stuff is made from like fermented like cactus, like
hardy.
Cool.
There
like
is
a hardy
also
desert.
There is also like a drink with spice, but that would be for more higher class types.
You get stuff with a little bit of spice touched in it.
Yeah,
like, there's spice in nearly everything, but not the good stuff.
It's like in the book, refined. It's like such a deleted subplot. Like the movie's like, we're not going to bother with this, but there's a whole subplot of like them getting Duncan Idaho drunk.
Drunk.
Is it true that we have to navigate past this public area to get to where we need to go? Is that correct?
The higher ups do their business on the second story, and there is like a back way up in this back of house part.
Yeah.
Or a more public way up to where they have rooms, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a pub / whorehouse / public house.
Yeah.
So mostly the rooms are used for prostitution. Occasionally someone comes through the market and needs legitimate lodging, but that's pretty rare. Yeah.
I believe they would want to avoid people as much as possible. So it's looking at if we can still go the back ways to come across the least amount of people. Well, actually, in this case, it might not be the shortest route, but it's about... The idea is to get to the head of the guild before anyone notices us. That's the implicit threat, is we got through everyone.
Yeah.
Hello.
So what's the easiest way to him is a second question.
Utilizing the back.
I'll take another one of your successes there, leaving you with 2 momentum. So the quickest, quietest way is basically up the back stairs, the service entrance. You expect to find the head of the Midnight Syndicate up there in a kind of office space, essentially. His room will be guarded, though.
Yeah, and he kind of relays some of his information and says, I'll take front. Locke, in the center. Merst, take the rear. Eyes and ears always open, watching. House Akshana, we represent them in all things. Understand?
Crystal clear.
Merst nods.
Yes. I feel like Locke's was a little bit louder than it should be.
Yeah.
Crystal clear. Like,
she's very articulate.
Yes.
And nervous. And scared.
Yeah. I think there's a moment where you, like, between you, like, scanning the room for all these mercenaries, you get the quick sense that, you know, they outnumber you quite heavily.
Yes.
Saba kind of indicating what's going to happen. Like a serving girl at one point just sort of, like, half, not only bumps into you, but sort of, like, yes, and decides that discretion is the better part of valor, and just keeps moving.
She looks at Saba looks back.
She just goes, yep.
I don't get paid enough for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks at the time and, oh, look, Quinn time.
Oh, gosh.
It's a sundial on it.
These drinks need to be
poured out into the back room for some
reason. Themselves.
Yeah, I need to marry all the bottles of wine.
I have to look at the menu very hard.
So yeah, your mere presence is enough to deter, especially, you know, the lowers, menials, from asking any questions. And then you find, you know, the shadowed staircase to the higher floors of the building, past the floor of rooms where men and women take their comforts, and finally up to the next story, which is where the business of the syndicate is conducted. And at the top of the stairs, you find yourself faced with a landing. There's a table here, and a couple of mercenaries are playing some sort of game. Looks like they're gambling with one another.
Is there a door to the back that leads into...
Yeah, there's a door there nearby. It presumably leads to where business is being conducted. In fact, while you take a brief moment to watch, a mercenary comes out, slaps one of the guys on the shoulder, drops a few solaris on the table. We see some sort of bet, something he owes him, something like that. He walks away from you down the kind of the public stairs into the rest of the public house.
Yeah.
They're relaxed. They're in their element. The sentry's outside the building. The building is full of their own people. They're in quite a relaxed, jovial mood. Yeah.
All right. I got a stupid idea. That's a good idea.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
So, it's very simple. I would like Merst to do a bit of an acting job and distract the guards there by coming and acting like an old drunk fool who's there to partake in the, as they would put it, the whoring and everything else. And you use a bit of old man charm to play some games with them momentarily, even if for a couple of seconds, taking their gaze away from the door while myself and Locke then slip through the entranceway. We can collect you on the way back out.
Okay.
I basically just don't want to do the same thing all the way through. So I want to diversify our tactics up a bit rather than just be like, I hit, I sneak.
I mean, those are appropriate actions.
They are. And I'll be doing the same thing as well. Yeah. Like, I'll still be doing that, but just a way of like, there's many guards.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yes. The idea is that, you're outnumbered here.
Because I still...
Conflict would be unwise.
Yes. And I want to kind of prove that I can get through that door without them knowing. If he can show at least like he got himself and a bureaucrat through there.
I mean, that shadow step's super handy here, right? It's your talent. It's what you are good at. It's like, you know, the Mentat talents and stuff. If he can predict the future, you can just appear places.
Yeah.
Improbably.
It also means that you build momentum so that when it comes to the negotiation that you aren't good at, if by doing the same thing over and over, you get momentum so that when you get to him, you just be like, I spend a bunch of momentum and he's my friend now.
Exactly, we
actually just take the syndicate over
because we spent
enough momentum.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're ordering me to do the old man bit?
Yeah.
That's
my way of explaining a help role, basically.
Right, cool. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's the way it's going about is different. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's a creative use of the talents you have, and using the character that we've given Merst.
Yes.
Oh yes, you young whippersnapper.
It's very Columbo of you.
Because I also need to get Locke past.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's why. Yeah.
Just one last thing.
So just look a bit lost. Yes. Oh, I remember this game.
So what do you say to Merst in that case?
He's asking you to read between the lines, and he turns to you, heels his shoulder back so you can get a look at what was before him, and he just says,
play the old jovial fool.
Cool. Yes, for sure.
That's a communicate test. Yeah.
Yes, it is a communicate test.
Oh, shit.
as you say that to him, poor Merst, soldier of campaigns for the house, feels shame upon him.
He's fought Fremen in the dunes.
Yeah.
And rival house soldiers, to protect your ornithopters and assets.
But is a loyal soldier to the house, and the house is, if nothing else, adaptable.
Yes.
And so he will.
And Saba's not going to do it. So
Saba is younger, stronger, faster than him.
If you want to spend a momentum to invoke adaptable, I will let you. That's a thing you can do. And it will apply to everybody for the whole scene.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just helping, right? I'm helping him.
For now. But like I said, it costs a momentum, but it applies for the whole scene. So
it's not going to help me, I don't think.
Okay.
It would reduce difficulty, right? What's the difficulty set at? Oh, no. I'm just helping him.
You're helping.
It's just a help role. So I don't really need to apply it.
I'm doing discipline for them, and I'm doing buying them an extra die with threat.
Okay. Well, it'd be versus him, right?
Yeah, it'd be versus him.
But you're just helping. Helping.
All right.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, I rolled
I suck.
I also suck.
Difficulty one, so they got a complication. So.
I don't help.
Okay.
I walk up and I'm like,
hello?
What?
What are you doing up here?
I don't know.
This isn't a place for you. Get back downstairs.
And they shove you onto your ass.
Well, that's still a distraction.
Oh. Yeah, but it just doesn't materially help you.
No.
The difficulty is one with a complication.
Yeah.
And it kind of is a distraction in a way because they've got a complication.
Yeah, I guess.
They're so mad at you.
Yes.
And angry at themselves that you appeared.
Yes, yes.
This shouldn't be allowed to happen. So what they do is they take it out on you and they shove you on your ass. Old man, what the hell are you doing up here? Syndicate only, get back down these stairs before I cut your head off.
Sub was relying on this. Either it was going to work and they're distracted, or it's not going to work and they're distracted. So
Sub is like, it's all going to plan.
So I think this is going to be a similar thing where the hard bit is going to be getting locked through, but you know, fuck it.
I've so sorry. What I'll do is, yeah, it's difficulty one, and I'll up the difficulty to three to get locked through with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I'm going to be using Subtle Step anyway, which enables me to have an extra d20.
For free, yep.
Yep, which puts me there. I guess I can't really invoke climb this time because I'm not dragging you along with me, but it's still going to be a move and duty.
You can get in the vents.
This is going to be a 14, so this is going to, it's not a
come
it's
on
gimme.
Jensen, get
do
out
you
of
wanna
the
spend another
do we have a
we got momentum
we got two momentum, two threat on the board.
Oh, we got cool. Let's take,
you get a free die for shadow step.
Let's take one of the momentum.
Yep.
Gives me a pool of four. That should be enough.
The first die you buy is free.
Yes, oh, which I've already included.
Then the next
one. So the second die you buy costs two. So you can either spend two momentum or add threat or whatever you want to do.
Oh, I just assumed it meant that then the next one was just whatever the first cost
I'm
would be.
I'm choosing not to interpret it that way. I'm saying the first one is free and the second one costs full.
Can I have a look anyway? I'm curious. Just as a person who likes rules systems, you know what I mean?
But like, then that means it's not free, because if I'm getting several, then I'm still paying the...
It waives you one.
Saves me one. Yeah. All right.
That's my rule, because I'm going to make it slightly harder.
Yeah, well, then
I think it's more
interesting. It's Phil rule.
Yes. Well, then let's go... Fine, let's use the two then.
Okay.
So I need to get lock in.
So you're out of momentum. We've only got two threat on the board. Difficulty is three. Off you go. It's a lot of D20s there.
Don't roll 20s.
Four successes.
So you generate
a three, a six, a seven, and an 11.
Generate momentum. Excellent. Unfortunately, this kind of locks Merced out of the scene. He's been shoved back down the stairs.
And it Merced's lock into the scene. Sorry, you you know what I did.
I wish I did not realize I'd said that. You got me.
Got him.
So Merced, using his, I'm just a frail old man, distracts the guards for a second while you slip lock in back.
Simply hugging to the shadows again.
It's all about timing, baby.
That's it. Take a moment. Just quickly pitter-patter through, almost grabbing Locke by the scruff of the neck and just like forcing Locke to follow in his footsteps, literally.
I'm coming.
And then just very quietly slips through the door, closes it, and just whips around to face the scene before him.
I'm going to spend two threat.
Yes.
Good.
Because in the room, standing, taking coffee together, is the head of the Midnight Syndicate and the Marshal of House Kadish.
I was thinking that might be a possibility.
So by spending threat, I can bring in your rival house. That's
great.
What spending the two threat does. I can involve your rival house in a scene. So his name is General Phallos.
Shut up, Helen.
Was I the only one thinking it?
No.
Okay.
Phallos.
Thick as my arm.
Phallos.
Oh, great.
Not Phallos.
Then we're all Phallos. Good. Then we're all good, baby.
I was so confused.
No.
Phallos.
It's a mixture between Dick and Marvel.
Great. I'm going to change his name.
call him Malos. Then it's like Malos.
Oh, no. If it's Th, then we're all good. Okay. I heard Th.
You recognize him. You know your rivals
immediately,
very well,
yeah.
Right?
And what did you say his role was?
He's the marshal.
The marshal, great.
He's the kind of the keeper of the house rules, the law of the house. L-A-W, not L-O-R-E. So he naturally is the one dealing with the mercenaries.
It makes sense, yeah.
He's clad in a sharp green uniform that obviously has military connotations and has holy symbols of the Orange Catholic faith adorning it as well. He himself is extremely rigid. He rivals you for height, not quite matching you.
Of course not.
And his face is craggy, like weathered stone. There's only the one room in here, and they turn to face you as you enter the room. What do you do?
Turns around, takes a moment to survey the scene.
Greetings. I don't believe we've had the pleasure to have met.
Marshal Phallos speaks up. No. But I know who you are.
Do you now?
Yes, you cut a unique figure. Saba, servant of House Ikshana. Not sure what your little creature with the data pad is, but I know what you are. A heathen, communer with desert devils. And here you are again, skulking around where you're not supposed to be.
Very well put. You forget an important detail. I cannot be beaten. You tried once. Your people failed. You've tried to be silent and do all your dealings behind doors like now, but that does not keep me out either. What you know and what the Midnight Syndicate will soon know is that House Ikshana is always watching, is always ready, and is always the better choice.
You are keenly aware that the head of the Midnight Syndicate, let's call him Kareem. I like to include some real names as well, because Gene has some real names. You're keenly aware that Kareem of the Midnight Syndicate, his hand has gone to his hip where he has a slug thrower.
Yes.
He's not drawn it, but he's definitely like, well, shit, this isn't good. And he's ready. But at the moment, he's willing to let the negotiations play out with others.
And to the Marshal's good point, we're not skulking around where we're not meant to be. We are openly negotiating with a famed mercenary house with the authorization of our house and the house we serve.
It speaks. I don't suppose they had an appointment, Kareem. Not that I know of, no.
Well, your books are hard to find.
Not hard enough.
We have
evidently.
We have an asset of yours.
Yes, yes. Which is why the Marshal anticipated your imminent arrival.
Well, that's very clever of him.
And what did the Marshal anticipate happens next?
Well, I don't suspect you'll be leaving here alive. We outnumber you 10-20 to 1. An able warrior, and you've served your house very well up to now, Saba. But wading in here foolishly, when Kareem knew that his weak little soldier would squawk our location, well, it's a matter of time. I'm impressed by your speed that you've made, but you've only hastened your own end. Not only a Midnight Syndicate here, but members of my own house.
Tell me, and this is a simple question, so I will speak it slowly. Do you outnumber House Harkonnen?
What have Harkonnen to do with this?
Why, we are employed by House Harkonnen.
House Harkonnen has taken it upon themselves to ensure our staying power once certain winds blow a different way, and they have seen fit to deem your house inconsequential.
No, no. You do not have direct dealings with House Harkonnen. No. Rabban hates the Fremen, as we do.
Rabban hates many, many things. Rabban, I dare say, does not exactly have love for Ikshana, but what Ikshana has for Rabban is use.
And good business sense. I have the paperwork all filed up. We were hoping to make a deal with the Midnight Syndicate.
And he turns over to the Midnight Syndicate and addresses him directly.
This has already been done. It is in motion. What I am suggesting is that you find yourself on the profitable side of what is sure to be a quick, violent, and bloody affair.
You woman, what is your name?
Locke.
Kareem beckons you forward. Show me these Harkonnen contracts. Communicate role?
Yes.
And negotiation specialty.
Great. So this is a proper role, right? I get my two dice.
Yeah, you're a character. You're just a minor character. At the moment, you've just been funneling your skills into Saba.
Yes.
But Saba has gotten you here and now is using you.
And we do have
He has proposed, hey, this is the side of profit and good dealing, and you are here to prove that, right?
Yeah.
Am I reading the scene correctly?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just a quick question. What's the scene?
Yeah, do we have any traits?
The trait. I would say the scene is on a knife's edge.
I mean, this is moment of truth time.
Yeah. I guess my question is, we have a momentum.
Yes.
And no threat.
Do I spend it to activate the trait, which can go in our favour.
Or just get the extra
d20. Or just get an extra d20. Up to the group. What do we think?
I feel like the extra d20 probably has more immediate value to us in this role. Yeah.
What's your dice pool?
Two. Just two.
What are you trying to roll under?
12. I guess if I'm using the focus of negotiation, so that would be under a 6.
So you're critting on under 6s and you're trying to get to 12?
Yeah.
Get an extra d20.
Yeah. Difficulty 2.
Yeah, I feel that's definitely needed.
Difficulty is 2 to prove that these are genuine Harkonnen contracts.
Yeah.
Question.
That you have quickly put together.
Is it an collated asset? Can that reduce difficulty?
Yes, the asset is proof of your dealings. Yeah. Lowers difficulty to 1.
That's correct. You have to create that asset.
Oh, yeah, we didn't create that asset.
You said at the beginning to get it going. So if you want, it's legitimate that you can create it.
Yeah.
And we'll either do a roll and that'll be back in time.
Retroactively.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Or you can spend the momentum / threat to create the asset of proof. Yeah, you were right. It has to be made. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a cost associated to it.
Yeah. Do you want to just spend 2 momentum
to make
from
it
the pool now instead of getting extra d20?
Yeah.
Which would be a momentum and a threat.
And a threat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's smarter to have the assets, right? You've gone to the trouble of bringing a clerk who's not.
They're
in negotiation, but they're not this isn't a Lady Disha, I'm going to lie to you.
No.
It's no, I have the receipts.
I've got the things.
Yeah. You actually serve little function if you don't actually have the assets to back it up. Here's a guy who's going to lie for us, who's a businessman. Who's actually just a number cruncher person.
Yeah.
So a businesswoman, rather.
We're going to create it. So we use one momentum and we generate one threat.
And then it's probably best to actually get the d20 as well. Right, the plus d20, because we had 2 momentum.
To roll it.
Right, so you've got 3 d20.
I'd have 2.
Which would then be 2 threat, no momentum, is how it would shake out in the end.
Yep. No, it'd be one threat.
Oh, okay.
You haven't bought a dice die yet.
No. Oh, but no, that's what I'm saying.
Had 2 momentum at the top there.
No, we had 1 left.
There were 2, because you pulled 1 just then for the extra d20.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay. Chris is keeping an eye on me, keeping me honest. So, at the top of this decision-making process, we had 2 momentum
Correct.
And no threat.
Correct.
Right, so we spend 2 momentum, and we're going to create the asset of Harkonnen contracts.
Yep.
Harkonnen agreements. And then generate 1 more threat to buy a die.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yep.
That's
asset
right.
Asset lowers the difficulty to 1, and you have crits on 6 and under.
So, for those playing at home, that is no momentum and 1 threat now on the board.
3 success.
Great.
Because I crit on a 2.
That creates 2 momentum.
Why, I'll get it here.
Yes.
Here. She opens up her little hermetically sealed briefcase.
I think that's sand,
man. It's dusty as hell out
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, I, you know... Go. The cool thing about Dune is often the mixture between
tech,
and, archaic, yeah, and technological. So you have things in like tubes, mm, right? In your case, you might pull out a bunch of tubes that you open, mm, and slide the documents out of.
Yeah.
Like it's got a real tactile, yep, feel to it, right?
You have to protect stuff against sand.
Well, yeah.
It is coarse and rough and it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing about having like a tube or something is you can easily seal them and show if they've been tampered with.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets, yeah, the paperwork out, and just like she's not nervous anymore because now it's her job.
Yeah,
So she just
loses herself a little bit in the.
Yeah. She just like strolls over to Kareem, since that's the person we're dealing with, and hands him the paperwork.
So he makes a little room on his desk and opens the page out. Thalos, they do not lie. The Harkonnens have taken exclusive use of all of their assets. They have indeed secured the backing of our ruling house. I believe that makes our plans for today somewhat less wise than they were before. I wouldn't wish to see you with bad blood. I will refund any expenses put towards future operations we had planned. I'm sorry, Marshal, but spice must flow.
You see the first hint of a smile on Saba as he aims it directly at the Marshal.
I think you're done here. For now.
You'll burn. Your whole house will burn. And I do not just mean in the next life. This is not the end of this. He strides from the room.
I'll be sure to say a prayer on it.
He slams the door behind him.
Is this a satisfactory business outcome, Saba?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'll take those papers back, please. And she might put them back in a tube. Pleasure being business? No.
Sure am.
I am the business. Hello. Pleasure doing business with you.
Kadish, they will fall. It has been deemed so. House Ikshana, House Harkonnen, and the Midnight Syndicate. When a house falls, its assets are dispersed, and the syndicate is primed to profit far more than they were deemed so before.
Communicate roll. Difficulty one. It's like, how would you like to get in on
some
this
murder?
Get in on this rise and fall of houses. So not too difficult.
No. Is it maybe not contested of his
discipline. Let's see what his discipline is.
Because it might lower the difficulty.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, it's two. It raised the difficulty.
Sorry, Sean.
Would you
gotta
like...
love having Chris here.
Would you like...
I'm trying to help.
Would you like help?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all right. I'm going to be spending both that momentum that's there for us to use as well, because we need to use it before the scene.
That's true. You get one from me.
Good. I have also used both of those.
You staying in character for this whole time
using
is
both of them for?
Greatly.
Oh, wait. It's one and one. So
one,
yeah,
and one.
Oh, okay.
Gonna buy a die with a momentum. One momentum, one threat on the table right now. A difficulty two communicate test to basically say, hey, why don't you guys team up with us?
And you have one success from me.
That's doable. I can do that. I'll get the one, so that's 3d20 to get one success.
Should
so
be fine. Communicate's not your forte, but you've got good marshalling of resources here.
And I'm still using Judy.
Momentum in your favour.
Yeah,
hey,
momentum's great. This is how it works.
Yeah.
It's a storytelling thing.
That is a crit. That's a one. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
So you generate 2 momentum back from
Hell
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the base success of that is that he says, I know that might of arms is not necessarily the strength of House Ikshana, but such deficiencies can be remedied, and my operation deals with just such deficiencies. And with the backing that you have, I believe future arrangements could be made. So that is your first success. He's like, yeah, I'm open to it in principle. That sounds great. You guys don't have a lot of soldiers, and we sell soldiers. Wicked. You have 3 momentum on the board.
Yep.
Momentums can be used to...
to make assets.
to either make assets or just improve the outcome of roles, right? So you could spend one to turn it into like an explicit arrangement, or as Ellen says, you could turn it into an actual asset.
Yeah. And I think especially going forward, we're going to need an asset. So to have the Midnight Syndicate as an asset would be fantastic.
Shall I draw up paperwork?
Yes, absolutely.
You could spend one momentum to improve his response and then turn two into the asset.
That's what
itself.
I was thinking. Like an improve for one and then the asset for number two. For
nice.
The remaining two.
Yeah. We can get it sealed
on
paper, but then we can also have the asset of Midnight Syndicate
ready to go.
Yes.
Guys, I love business.
Business. I am business.
I be business.
Hello.
Pleasure being business with you.
Always be business.
So yeah, one of the momentum is represented by you. Shall I draw up paperwork to turning it into sort of a concrete arrangement? And then you'll use the remaining momentum from the scene to say, we'll have the asset of mercenary unit or mercenary combat unit, right?
Yeah.
You can bring that into play somewhere else. And that is an asset that you... claim that on behalf of House Ikshana. It's not Saba's asset. It's Ikshana's
yes, that's right.
Asset. So we'll call it Midnight Sun, Midnight Syndicate.
Yeah, it's not so easy, is it?
Damn it. Midnight Suns is a Marvel video game. Midnight Syndicate combat unit. So it's of an indeterminate size.
Yeah.
It's a unit it's of whatever. Troops, right? Yeah. For when, it, you know, you might need that in the near future. You might need that on the expedition.
That's
it's
my plan.
It's there.
Yeah.
That, I think, is a nice ending to the scene.
I think so. We collect Merst on the way through.
And I imagine Saba sort of leans against the wall impassively or stands impassively while they do all the paperwork and draw things up.
Oh, we get the eye of House Ikshana sealed in the wax.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Make a new document in a new tube, an empty tube. And yeah, what's happened to Merst on the way out?
Merst is in the corner getting beaten up by...
Oh, no!
members of the syndicate.
Oh, God.
He's cowering and is face bloodied. He isn't given up yet, but he's outnumbered 10-1, and they've just been...
bullying him.
Spice huffing and going to town and working
man.
Over. His face is rearranged, he's missing teeth, his nose is broken, and he has 5 out of the 10 fingers he has in total snapped and broken.
Oh.
2 on one hand, 3 on the other.
And Saba will come out and essentially, through just his imposing figure, disperse the members and will pick... Merst up.
Yeah. Kareem is at the door of his office and he, you know, waves off his questioning guards when they look at, oh my God, who's this guy? Should we kill him? And
he just goes,
that's all right. Two of yours are outside the tunnel anyway.
And scene.
Oh, if only you could see Phil's eyes narrow.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
House Harkonnen, Ikshana, and I propose the Midnight Society. Damn, fuck, every time. One moment.
That's a blooper.
Staying in character for your bloopers, I love it. Carry on.
Here is what I think. What is the name of the other house again?
Kadish.
Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.